T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, what a great-looking Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot, really glad you're with us. I want to welcome those of you who have been listening to the Newell Norman Show and those of you who have tuned in from other radio stations. This is WWL, AM-FM, and the app is Odyssey Now, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download that, type in WWL, and you've got us wherever you've got your phone. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, so look, we've got a lot to talk about today. It's a free-for-all Friday, a few serious things to get to. In fact, Capitol Police have shot a suspect in the nation's capital, and there's a lockdown now on Capitol Hill. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. Right now, reach over and crank it up, because this is what you've been waiting for. All right, so we have to open up with some rather serious news. The memory of January the 6th is not far behind. The U.S. Capitol currently is on lockdown right now. Law enforcement is responding to reports that there was a shooting, and an individual rammed his vehicle into two law enforcement officers on Capitol Hill. He ran his car into the north barricade. And there are reports that they have a suspect in custody. Both of the officers were injured. All three have been transported to the hospital. So I guess that's the suspect. There may have been a shooting. There's different reports about whether or not there was a shooting. But, you know, it's really sad that we even have to talk about this. I'd like to know more about the nut job that is behind this. But this is happening as Capitol security is still on the top minds of a lot of people because of what happened on January the 6th with the insurgents. Barbed wire fence that surrounded the Capitol complex for a long time after the pro-Trump supporters stormed the building has come down. And thousands of National Guard troops who were deployed in response to January the 6th, they have now gone home. So what I'm seeing right now, though, is a lot of people on Capitol Hill. I'm seeing military personnel. I don't know whether it's National Guard. I'm not sure. I would think it's National Guard, but I'm not positive. Walking through the halls of Capitol Hill right now. So we'll keep you in touch with this situation. It looks as if the situation was just involving this one person. It doesn't appear as if there's any kind of a mob or anything like that. So, again, we'll continue to monitor this for you. So here we are on Good Friday. It is a beautiful day. And, again, I want to remind you to think back on last year. I mean, we couldn't even go to services. We couldn't go to Mass or we couldn't go to church services. Because of the pandemic, things were shut down. And it was the first time in my lifetime ever remembering not being able to go to church on Sunday, on Easter Sunday. Well, that's changed this year. And again, I remind you, as much as this lingers on, as much as we hate what is still lingering on, what's still going on, the sacrifices that we still have to make, look at the progress we've made. Look where we are. And we're coming out of this thing. So let's just continue to do what we've been doing. And the CDC says if you have been fully vaccinated, whether the J&J or the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, if you've been fully vaccinated, you can travel. And even though some people are doing it anyway, I mean, it's nice to know that that is officially from the CDC. So again, positive news. I realize that many are going to celebrate Easter weekend and Good Friday today by cooking crawfish. In fact, Ian, let's see if we can get Dave Cohen on the phone. See if we can get Dave Cohen on the phone.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Our news director. Dave Cohen's been bragging all week about these crawfish that he has. He's having a big crawfish boil. So I thought we'd try and get Dave on the air for a minute. So one of the things that I'd like to do this afternoon is talk about anything special that you do with your crawfish, because everybody's got a different recipe. Everybody's got a different thing that they do to make their crawfish special. Is there something that you do when you boil crawfish or when you go to a crawfish boil that really makes it for you? I mean, other than the crawfish, what's the other thing that has just got to be there? And if you have done anything in the past or you're going to do anything today or this weekend that people generally don't know about, share it with us. The WWL Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. So, yeah, we'll talk about crawfish boils coming up. Let's go to our news director, Dave Cohen, who joins us on WWL. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Scoot.
So I've been hearing about your crawfish boil, and I just wanted to get your address on the air.
You know, I'm not sure how this all happened, but...
you bought two bags.
Two sacks.
Two sacks. Okay, two sacks.
Well, they're reserve. We haven't bought them yet, so hopefully they'll be there. We put them on reserve, and we'll pick them up Sunday morning, but it's just the wife and the kids and the immediate family. And
well, then you've got plenty of room for all of us. We'll just give it out on the air and give out your address, and we'll just all head over there.
You and just a few listeners.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know, with the three people listening to the show, so, you know, that's not a big crowd.
Yeah, well, you know, there's this little pandemic thing going on, so maybe we should wait.
Well, there's that, too. All right, Dave, what do you do to make your crawfish special?
Well, I don't think you need all the bells and whistles and extra people who put the oranges and the lemons and the this and the that. Because I would challenge anyone who does that to be able to actually tell the difference between a crawfish that's got all a crawfish boil that's got all that in it and doesn't. You know, some people claim it makes it easier to peel, and other people claim they can actually taste the citrus. But no, to me it's simple. And then Chef Kev laid it out really simply this morning as well, and we've got that on our website at wwl.com if you want his recipe. But you just bring the water to a boil, get the potatoes in there first, let them start to get nice and soft. And, you know, it depends on the size of your pot. You should know how much of the crab boil you're going to need. And you get all the so much in there that, you know, you're coughing and sneezing after you pour it in, and the water turns a nice deep orange. And then you just put the crawfish in once that water's at a nice rapid boil. You only need to be in there 7 minutes, and then you shut it down and let it soak for 15. You also put I put the mushrooms and the sausage in there before I put the crawfish. Potatoes, then mushrooms and sausage. And then once you turn it off, you throw the corn in there during the 15-minute soak.
Honestly, it's too complicated for me. I mean, it's like a chemistry experiment. And I have never in my entire life, and I was born here, grew up here, I have never boiled crawfish. I have been to countless crawfish boils. I've enjoyed crawfish all over the place, but I have never taken time to boil it because it just seems too complicated.
It's so simple. You just, you know, turn the burner on, let the water boil, throw everything in there, take it out,
well,
dump it on the table, and
7
eat.
Minutes here, and it soaks here, and you got to put this in. I don't know. It seems complicated to me. So
yeah, and I'll let some people throw the ice in there afterwards. I don't know. I don't do any of that.
So. All right, Dave. Listen, have a great Easter weekend and enjoy the crawfish boil with your family.
You know what? After the pandemic is over, and we can get everyone together in one place again, I will boil crawfish for everybody.
Well, that'd be great. And look, you know, I mean, if there's only like three people listening to this show, I can invite all of my listeners.
I did point out, though, this morning, as Todd kept on and on about it, that neither he nor Chef Kev, who jumped on the bandwagon, nor Newell, and now you, none of you have ever invited me to a crawfish boil, just so we're clear.
Well, just so we're clear, I've never had one.
Fair enough.
In fact, I've never had a party to invite you to, so don't feel like you're left out with me. These other guys are having parties. They're not inviting you. I never had a party.
I'll take you at your word on that.
All right, Dave. Have a great, great weekend. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I haven't partied. Have fun, Dave. I haven't said I haven't partied. I mean, I've partied, but I've never really had a party per se. Now, I don't know. You know, maybe the day is coming. So today is Good Friday. And I've always had kind of ambivalent feelings about wishing people happy Good Friday. Because, I mean, look at this day. I mean, you can't help but feel great right now. It's the Friday heading into Easter weekend. It's a long weekend for many of you. This is a time of year traditionally when a lot of people go to the beach for the first time. And it was a tradition that I had for so long with my son. We would go to the beach Easter weekend. And the beaches are going to be crowded. A little chilly at this point, but it's still beautiful and it's still going to be great to be on the beach. So there's a lot to be happy about, and people are going to have crawfish boils and have fun today on Good Friday. But this is the day that Jesus died. And it's generally recognized in every time zone that at 3 o'clock, when it hits 3 o'clock in your time zone, that's the moment that Christ took his last breath. But I want to share with you, news that is really, it's dominating right now. It's the condemnation of a religious figure that is becoming so popular among the masses that he's getting attention from the two powerful political forces. The two political forces oppose each other, but interestingly, they are united in their fear of this particular religious leader because he's becoming so popular with the masses. Leaders on both sides felt this religious leader was a challenge to the corrupt ruling class, and so they want to keep their power intact. The biggest concern was the power that this religious figure was gaining because of, again, the popular support with the masses. And so leaders from both political sides right now want this man arrested, and they want him tried. The mainstream religious and political leaders expressed contempt for this renegade religious leader because of his general disregard for established laws of religion and politics, and because of the overt promotion of his specific religious beliefs, which were contrary to the mainstream religion. He's further accused of blasphemy. There was a whistleblower among his closest allies that turned him into authorities. After several court appearances, some were even held in secret at night to avoid the possibility of violent protest. This religious figure was convicted and sentenced to death. So threatened were these two political parties by his presence that his execution was expedited. The execution was savage, and there were a few there to witness his last breath. Following his death, the truth was discovered about the religious figure who challenged religious and political conventional wisdom at the time. Even those who feared his power condemned him to death. They feared his power and they condemned him to death. They finally came to recognize that they had executed the Son of God, Jesus Christ. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the WWL Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. And we'll be back. I thought we would take a moment and dedicate this song to Representative Matt Gaetz. A lot of information is coming out. So, Representative Gaetz, we dedicate this song to you, sir. Oh, yeah. This is just too much. There's too much coming out about this. And I don't really know if he cares because, you know, I have gotten the impression and even read that Matt Gaetz shows signs of not giving a damn about doing the work on Capitol Hill. That he's just really interested in using Capitol Hill to get his face out there, to build a brand, to become famous on television. And you know what? I'm sure he will. Now, he's innocent until proven guilty, but it seems like there sure is a lot of information coming out about underage girls and sex trafficking and drugs. And then he and his family are trying to make it seem as if he's being extorted. So, I mean, it is really a crazy story. In fact, he was on with Tucker Carlson the other day, and Tucker Carlson even described it as a really weird interview. Look, and then this guy's, like, showing on the House floor, he's showing nude pictures of girls that he slept with. Now, I don't know that they're underage. They might be of age. But, I mean, who does that? I mean, what kind of a macho frat boy do you have to be to go around and show pictures of women that you sleep with? Nude pictures, like, I got to show you my latest conquest. Look at her. I did her. I mean, that is like disgusting. That is repulsive. I mean, that is so like anti-woman that I can't see how any woman would ever vote for this guy again. I'm going to predict that he's going to be forced to resign. But I don't even know that that's going to hurt him because, again, his goal is really probably not to be in the House of Representatives. His goal is to be out there and to just have a brand. So anyway, I've always thought that he was just a mess because he's such a Trump sycophant. And again, I know that many of you are Republicans. Many of you are conservatives. Many of you voted for Trump. But you're not the Trump sycophant that a guy like Representative Matt Gaetz is. And being a Trump sycophant is not a passport into the Republican Party or a passport into being conservative. All right, it is Good Friday. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Beautiful day. It's going to be a great weekend. Let's go to Bridge City and Sherry. Welcome to the show. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good, babe.
Good. I wanted to tell you why I don't want you guys to eat Krispy Kremes. Okay, it's a real short story.
Okay.
I met a guy. I got a job at a restaurant that was opening, and I met a guy that was the manager, and he told me he had been homeless for like a year. He was so grateful for this job. So he told me he was cleaning out his car, and he said it was piled up with a whole bunch of clothes and, you know, stuff. And it had been like an entire year, right? So he's cleaning out his car, and he gets to the bottom, and he's like, phew, you know, there's a box of Krispy Kremes, like the big box where you get like a dozen.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And he said, I remember when I bought it because it was right before I got homeless. He opened it up, and guess what?
What?
They looked like the day he bought them. After 1 solid year in his trunk in Idaho. No, it was Baton Rouge. I apologize. It was in Baton Rouge. In 1 solid year in Baton Rouge, he was homeless, and those things looked like the day he bought them.
That's not good. I mean, stuff is supposed to deteriorate over time. It shouldn't look like it looked when you bought it.
So don't eat them. And tell Newell not to eat them.
I wasn't going to eat them anyway. Because look, there was a time in my life when I loved donuts. But it's like, you know, especially as you get a little older, I mean, you can't eat whatever you want to eat. And I can't eat donuts and look the way I want to look. So
Don't eat any donut ever.
All right.
Love you.
All right. Sherry, love you. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Baton Rouge. And Mac, welcome to WWL. Happy Friday.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good, Mac.
Just want to say, really appreciate you doing a little thing about today, on the special day. And I just wanted to say this is a very, very special day in my heart anyway, because this is the day that reminded us the gift of God that he gave to us, that we can have eternal life. But I know there's a lot of things that are going on in our country today. There's so much the evilness, the wickedness that is there. And if you would, you remember in Isaiah 5 where it says, woe to those who think is good is evil, evil is good, bitter is sweet, sweet is bitter. And that's kind of like what we are today. So I just want to say for you and your listeners, if you just go ahead and read the whole first book of Romans, and that speaks to so much of where America is today. And think about what today means to us. What did God give us today? And that is your path to say, I don't have to worry about what's going on in America or in our lives, because we have something that's way more than anything that can happen to us here.
Well, Mac, I appreciate that thought and direction, and I hope you have a great Easter weekend, and I hope it is a reflective Good Friday for you.
Sure, thank you.
All right, Matt, thanks. Let's go to Brutus, who is on the road. Hey, Brutus, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey.
Happy Easter to you.
Yeah, same to you.
I wanted to tell you about my crawfish while I'm steaming them.
Okay.
I get there like a little half a cup of Jägermeister and pour it in while they're steaming.
Wait, you put the Jägermeister in with the crawfish?
Well, they steam now. It's not in the water, so I just put the Jägermeister in while they're steaming.
Okay.
I got the basket raised, and they're still steaming.
All right, so while they're steaming. Now, how much do you put in there?
Delicious. A half a cup.
A half a cup?
Yeah. All my friends love it.
Are they hot enough for the alcohol to burn off, or do they still have some of the potent Jägermeister. And kick, okay. Well, that's interesting. Officer, I swear, officer, no, officer, I wasn't drinking. I've only had 2 pounds of crawfish. That's it, okay? I promise.
That's it.
All right, Brutus, man. I appreciate that, man. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear your special recipe for crawfish, the special thing that you do. And, I mean, we can even whisper it, so not everybody hears it. But I'd love for you to tell us what you do that makes your crawfish special. I mean, I know about the corn. I know about the mushrooms and the onions and all that stuff. And, boy, those things just really soak up the juices and the spices. But in addition to the crawfish, what really makes a crawfish boil perfect for you? It's one of the things that we'll talk about throughout the show this afternoon. And I have something that I learned from, so I've never done this, because I also mentioned in my entire life, and I was born here, I've never boiled crawfish. Never. It just looked like it was too complicated. And then I get this email from Jim in Slidell, and it says, Scoot, you don't need to boil crawfish. It's like a boat, pickup truck, or swimming pool. You just need to have friends who do. And that's really great. Crawfish, a boat, pickup truck, and a swimming pool all have that in common. You don't ever need to have any of those things. You just need to have friends who have those things. So that's brilliant. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, you're on WWL. Happy Friday.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know one thing that kind of gets on my nerves a little bit? I'm in line right now at the Shrine right here on Airline going to get my second vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I guess because a lot of people are off today, you know, Good Friday. So I'm in line waiting, listening to you. It's a beautiful day. Got the windows open. And for some reason, people just want to get all the way to the front of the line and cut, like their time is more valuable than mine. That just aggravates me a little bit.
It would aggravate me, too. But there are people who are like that, and you know, I don't know what to do. You know, we're never going to get rid of those people because, you know, you can't kill them.
No.
You want to, but you can't really kill them.
No. The reason I did call, I just want to say I listen to you all the time. I love the fact that you can go both ways on things. You're not all set in one direction. I think you go with the common sense the right way. And that's refreshing, man, because a lot of people that do shows are strictly one way, not the other. And I think you're very reasonable. I listened to you back to B97 back in the day. Yeah. Love you, brother. Love you. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Daryl, thank you. And I am honored by your words, and I appreciate the fact that you noticed that. All right, let's go to Senior Studio Producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your early text messages.
I stopped looking at text messages when I heard about the Jägermeister in the crawfish boil. Sold.
Yeah, I mean, that's really a half a cup. Well, I wonder how many pounds that would be. You know, maybe a whole sack. I don't know. But that's it. I've never heard that before.
Give me a couple bottles. I'll find out. I'll do the math. I'll do
okay,
the research.
Okay, yeah, all right. And listen, it's better to put too much than not enough.
And if you buy too much Jägermeister, just share it with your friends.
Yeah. So tell me about the early discovery that you remember of Jägermeister, when you first discovered Jägermeister.
Oh, man. You think we got time for this? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm just cracking my knuckles a little bit. Growing up in rural Colorado, spent a lot of time outdoors, kayaking, hiking, hunting, paintball, skiing. Every single one of these activities was accompanied by an ice-cold bottle of Jägermeister from a tender age. I think I was probably, if I might overshare here a little bit, I was probably 15,
wow.
Maybe 14 or 15 or 16 when I started drinking Jägermeister out in the woods with my friends, snowshoeing. I mean, it was just a fixture. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
And even all the way up until the time when I moved to New Orleans when I was 18 to go to university, I thought everybody drank Jägermeister like all the time, because everybody where I had come from in La Plata County drank Jägermeister all the time, especially during the winter. And I got to Loyola and started being like, let's have a couple shots of Jäger. And people looked at me like I was growing horns out of my head. And I was like, this stuff is awesome. What is wrong with you people? And then a couple of years go by, and Jägermeister gets kind of displaced by Fireball whiskey. And now those precious few of us Jägermeister purists are even more ostracized, because Jägermeister is not cool to drink at bars anymore. And I think that is a travesty. However, if I'm ever out in the countryside, fishing, boating, maybe go on a bike ride with Ariadne. We're going to bring a little bottle of Jaeger.
I think you should do what you want and even shoot it in public if you want to. I mean, if you want Jägermeister, you should ask for it.
You know, I'm planning to go meet somebody in the quarter tonight. I think I'm just going to say, hey, you know, let's get...
I love that Jägermeister face, you know, because it doesn't taste really good. It kind of tastes like cough syrup, like Vicks Formula 44. But that face that everybody gives the same face when they take that shot. And you look like you've just taken something that is poison, but, you know, it's something that it feels good. And what I noticed about Jägermeister in the very beginning was that it gave you a different kind of buzz, kind of a warm, sensuous buzz that say Jack
That's
Daniels didn't give you.
That's the stuff. You know, the secret to making Jägermeister taste good is just have four or five shots of it, and then everything else after that tastes great.
Well, of course. But here's my theory on Jägermeister. This is why people get so messed up on Jägermeister, because you hear so much about how it makes you feel. And so what happens is people do a shot of Jägermeister and they don't really feel very much, because it takes about 10, 15 minutes for that shot to really manifest itself in your body chemistry.
Yeah.
So somebody takes a shot of Jägermeister, 10 minutes later, it's like, oh, that's nothing. And then they do a second. So the first one hasn't really kicked in yet, mm-hmm. and now they're doing a second. Mm-hmm. So now the first one's about to kick in, and they've already done two. Well, now they think, I've done two. This isn't really anything. I'm going to do another one. And then they do a third. And so I think that's where people get in trouble with Jägermeister.
If I've seen it once, I've seen it 100 times, Scoot. It's awesome.
I remember, and I should not share this, but I was married at the time. And I remember that our first bottle of Jägermeister at home, we did a bottle of Jägermeister. And all I remember is there were banana peels on the floor the next morning. That's all I remember. That's it.
That's a great Jäger story, man. That's awesome. I love it.
All right, a couple of text messages.
Okay, here's one that says, I think Matt Gaetz is pretty much a $2 punk. But remember, he hasn't been convicted of anything, Scooty.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
We know.
But he's a punk even if he's not convicted. Yeah. But I did say he's innocent until proven guilty. But we're talking about a legitimate investigation that's going on. And there's a hell of a lot of information coming out about this guy.
Here's a text that says, if Trump gets his own social media platform, which he says is already being developed and will likely be ready to launch in 3 months, you better believe that violent extremism is going to escalate.
I wouldn't doubt that. And we'll be here to talk about it. And we'll be here to maybe, you know, calm people down just a little bit.
Here's one more that says, I went to a crawfish boil once that had sweet potatoes and Brussels sprouts in it. The sweetness of the sweet potatoes combined with the spicy of the boil is amazing.
Wow, that would be cool. Like sweet potatoes in that. That sounds good. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the WWL Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. Email address is scoot@wwl.com. All right, so let's dedicate another song to Representative Matt Gaetz. Or maybe too dumb to know. I'm Scoot. Hang on, we'll be back on WWL. It is Good Friday and the beginning of what is going to be a beautiful weekend, Easter weekend in this part of the country. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. I want to talk about why yoga is still banned in the state of Alabama. You're going to love hearing this story. And maybe you already know the story, but I got to share this with you. This is what's wrong with the far right religious wackos. I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about those Christians, those right-wing Christian wackos. We'll explain that in just a minute. So we're learning now that there was a man who rammed his car into two Capitol police officers in Washington, D.C., and into a barricade. One of the officers has died. The other remains in the hospital. And as far as I know, I believe the suspect is dead. So they jumped on this quickly. It looks like the National Guard is out. You know, they had just taken down the big fence around the Capitol. And there was a lot of controversy about whether or not to take down the fence. And they took down the fencing that was up after January the 6th, before the inauguration of President Biden on the 20th. And, you know, look, there's going to be those nut jobs out there. And they're not going to go away right away. but really sad to report that one officer is dead. I'm not sure about the suspect. I'm just getting these headlines in now. But we'll have an update in our news coming up at the top of the hour. Also, don't forget, another code word is coming up in the this is the Odyssey National Cash Contest. And we'll give you a code word, and you text the code word to 72881, and you've got a chance to win $1,000 in cash. That's all you have to do. We've already had three winners here in the New Orleans area. All right, let's go to the Smoothie King Arena, and Brian, welcome to the show. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
Well, first of all, let me make a little statement. I think I know that guy that said he puts Jägermeister in his crawfish.
Yeah.
But what he failed to tell you, if I know this guy correctly, he also cooks his corn and his potatoes right before. And he puts marijuana in it, then he eats it. Then he cooks it with these.
So look, if you go to this guy's house, I mean, like, if you have to pass a drug test, like a week later, you may not pass.
Right. I mean, he smokes his dope. I mean, eats the potatoes and the corn with that in it, and then he puts the Jägermeister on. I think it's the same guy. But the best thing to. What's that? Go ahead.
Well, I wonder if the marijuana infused corn. I wonder if that makes you want to eat more corn as you go along.
I think he just hallucinates and thinks he puts that Jägermeister in there. And he's probably hallucinating right now because, you know, you can't put Jägermeister in crawfish. Come on, Scoop.
Well, I mean,
what you can't put in the boil is roast beef.
It's the strangest thing I ever heard with crawfish.
Right, but you can put roast beef in there and artichoke. Have you ever did that?
Roast beef in with the crawfish.
The whole roast itself.
The whole roast. But the roast wouldn't cook in the amount of time that the crawfish are going to cook in.
It takes about just a little bit longer.
Okay.
The pros do it all the time. They try that and artichoke. You ever had artichoke in there?
Artichoke, yes. Yeah, I have artichoke. Well, I've had artichoke hearts, but not a whole artichoke. You put a whole artichoke in there?
Yes. Put a couple artichokes. Let them soak up that juice. And it's really, really good.
You know, I'm sharing this with listeners because I don't boil crawfish. I never have, and I don't expect to ever do that at this point in my life. It seems too complicated. There's too much to think about, too much to worry about. It seems like a chemistry experiment to me. So I'm going to pass the information on to all those who are going to be boiling crawfish today and this weekend to give them some tips on what they might want to try to do if they never tried some of these things.
Now I got another good one more recipe. When we used to go to spring break, a friend of mine used to hook a roast and wrap it in aluminum foil and put it on his on his motor, tied to the manifold, and then by the time he got to Florida, the roast would be done. And he said when he pulled in a gas station, the gas attendant would say, "Ooh, something smells really good in your car."
Come on, seriously, the guy would put it by his manifold in his engine.
Correct. He put it, wrap it in silver foil, really, really good, and it's just like an oven. And by the time he got to Florida, the roast was really done.
I have never heard that either. Interesting. Brian, have a happy Easter. Weekend. All right, you too. Let's go to St. Bernard. Hutch, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Got a couple of tips for you.
Okay.
With that crawfish thing, it's when you put it in the cooler, and because when the crawfish are cooling down, they suck up everything.
Okay.
That's why you put a little bit of that dry rub on there. So it worked the same thing with the liquor. In fact, I put a tin cup whiskey because it's real smoky. I put in that crawfish. And if you put the sweet potatoes, you got to stab it in there and put a couple more minutes before your potatoes.
So you put whiskey in. This is when they're soaking.
Yeah. Not when they're soaking. When you take them out of the pot and you put them in the cooler.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's when you add the whiskey because when they're cooling down, they suck up everything. And that's when you put your dry spice on.
And I'm assuming that if you like suck the heads, you're gonna taste some of.
Oh yeah, and because tin cup has a real smoky flavor to it.
Yeah,
it's on point. But also, if you like Jaeger, try a Sambuca. It's like Jaeger without the cough syrup taste.
Oh, you know, it tastes like licorice. You know, I've got some experience with Sambuca.
And the next one is half Jaeger, half Rumplemintz. It's called a Dead Nazi.
Really? Well, now, see, I heard that in Mobile, it was half Jägermeister and half peppermint schnapps, and that was called an iceberg.
Okay.
I don't know how we got into this, but, you know, now we're talking about interesting shots, interesting drinks. The other one that I remember from Mobile, look, Mobile is one hell of a party town, both sides of the bay there. And the other one was a Whisper Jet, which is a vodka and peppermint schnapps. And boy, I tell you, that thing goes down very, very smoothly.
Oh, yeah.
I came across a lot of that when I worked at a gay bar during Pride.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that all my patrons used to order that.
Interesting. You know, you'd never think putting Jägermeister with anything like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to thank you, too, for being so well-balanced and everything, given all the points of view. I really appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it. Look, I'm honored that people recognize that about the show. That's the thing that I'm most honored with. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to more of your calls here in just a moment. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of text messages. Oh, you don't have text messages. Okay. All right, we got confused. Wait, we've got something going on here. I'm in touch with Ian right now, and I can tell that there's something going on in the studio. He's getting directions from somebody who is off camera. I can't see him. What's going on?
We're going to take CBS updates at 20 and 50 until further notice.
Okay, I figured that. CBS new updates at 20 and 50?
Correct.
Okay, well, we're past 50 now, so we're going to do it now at 20. Okay. Would you remind people not to talk to you while you're on the air? You know, they can talk to you, like, during a break or something?
Yes,
okay.
I will.
It's just a little, hey, I'm sorry. I'm a little picky about that. All right. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, the WWL talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And it was on this day in, what was the year? It was on this day in 1998. Rob Politis. Oh, I see. Okay. I couldn't hear the music there. Rob Politis of Milli Vanilli was found dead at the age of 32 in Franklin after taking a deadly dose of drugs and alcohol. So with everything that we're talking about on the show this afternoon, you got to be careful. At first, people thought that it was a fake death, but it turned out to be that the Milli Vanilli song was fake, but his death was real. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. And what a day it is. It's a Good Friday. And I know this is a solemn day on the Christian calendar, but, you know, this is also just a day to celebrate the beginning of Easter weekend, because it's going to be just such a beautiful, beautiful Easter weekend. I hope you get out and enjoy it. So very quickly, let me go back to this, and we'll talk more about this next hour. There's been a 28-year ban on yoga in Alabama public schools. And there was a Democrat who was trying to lift the prohibition, trying to lift the ban. So public schools in Alabama would have an option of teaching yoga as an elective. Well, one of these right-wing, anal-retentive people, here's what she testified. Yoga is a very big part of practicing Hindu religion. If this bill passes, then instructors will be able to come into classrooms as young as kindergarten and bring these children through guided imagery, which is a spiritual exercise, and it's outside their parents' view. And we just believe that that is not appropriate. So the argument is that because of the origin of yoga, it's going to introduce people into Hinduism. This is absolutely absurd. It's ridiculous. There was a school district near Aspen, Colorado that went through the same thing. And these right-wing anal retentive people, these Christian zealots, I mean, seriously, this is just ludicrous. Because yoga is not associated with Hinduism. And obviously these people know zero about yoga. And so if you don't know anything about what you're talking about, shut the hell up. Okay? It's time for the $1,000 Odyssey National Cash Contest code word. And the code word this hour is, the code word is snow. Text S-N-O-W, snow, to 72881. The code word is snow. Text S-N-O-W to 72881, and that qualifies you to win $1,000 in cash. The next code word is coming up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock, and we never charge for text. An individual plan, text, and data rates may apply, and please do not text and drive. All right, it is Free for All Friday on the show. Among other things, we're taking suggestions on what you might do to make your crawfish boil very special. What are some of the things that you have done? And I'll share something with you coming up in the next hour. Not that I've done it, but I went to a crawfish boil where they did this, and it was pretty tasty. All right, so again, we've got a lot to talk about. I'm Scoot on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.